High school football season kicks off around the country this week, and this season, small schools have a new way of trying to keep step with larger schools that have linebackers that might make you wonder what they're giving students in their lunchroom. It's called the A-11 offense. It was developed by Coach Kurt Bryan of the Piedmont, California Highlanders. It's an offense that puts 11 possible receivers on the field, makes it easier to trick some of the Goliaths on the other side of the line of scrimmage. Last year was the first season the A-11 hit the field. Piedmont took their new playbook all the way to the playoffs. The A-11 will be tested again Saturday night in the season opener against Sir Francis Drake High School. Piedmont coach Kurt Bryan joins us from member station KQED in San Francisco. Coach Bryan, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Scott, for having me on today.
Now, is there a quick way of explaining how you put 9 potential receivers on the line?
Yeah, sure. If you're a bird looking down at a football field, you can picture 3 receivers split out wide to the left, 3 receivers split out wide to the right, a center and 2 guards or a tight end on either side of the center, and then 2 quarterbacks in the shotgun formation or a quarterback and a running back back there. So we spread the field from the numbers to the numbers.
Now, isn't there some regulation? You can only have, 5 or 6 eligible receivers?
Exactly. What we did is research the rule book, and we found the key to unlock this new system of football, and it lies in the scrimmage kick formation.
So you line up the same way you would, say, for a kickoff.
Or a PAT or a punt.
A punt or a point after touchdown, yeah. Okay.
And as long as you have nobody under center and at least 1 potential recipient of the long snap 7 or more yards deep in the backfield, you can then have up to all 11 players wearing an eligible jersey number.
So the defense doesn't know who to block.
Well, yeah, and the defense, more importantly, has to respect the potential threat of anybody who's wearing an eligible number on that particular play.
Does this vastly increase the number of plays you can run?
You know, it's so funny that you asked that. Scientific American just did a study, and it takes your average offensive play from about 35 possible options to over 16,000 just on 1 formation. It is absolutely wild what it's going to do for the game.
Now, I'm sure all of your football players are young scholars, but isn't that an awful lot of potential plays for them to have to know?
Yeah, it is. And, you got to make sure that you keep it simple. And we had to develop a system that was kind of a cookie cutter so the coaches and players that were going to learn the A-11 offense could see it, they could visualize it, it could be taught and learned at a rapid rate. So that was really critical.
Does it decrease injuries? I'm just guessing because you have less of the ka-thunk, ka-thunk against each other.
Yeah, it really does decrease injuries. And because the players are so spread out across the field of play, there's a lot less gang tackling and a lot less what's called roll-ups. We did not suffer any major injuries last year on the offensive side of the ball due to contact.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But the game is much faster and very exciting for the fans, so everybody wins.
I have to tell you, I logged onto your website to educate myself about the A-11, and it's a lot of fun.
One of the benefits that we found is that a lot of different players touch the football, and so it's easier to keep the attention of your players during practice and certainly throughout the game because they never know where the ball's coming to next play. And, if you take a look at the history of football, it started as a very brutal, compacted game, and it's slowly spread out. And if you take a look down the road at where it's going, the game is only going to become faster and even more spread out. And, you know, I want to see what's going to happen over the next 10 to 20 years as football reveals itself with this new dimension.
What was your record last year, Coach?
We finished 7-3, and then we made the playoffs, and we ended the season 7-4. We lost to champion Las Lomas in the playoff game.
Well, I don't envy Sir Francis Drake.
Well, we got our work cut out for us. It's going to be a tough game. We're looking forward to it.
Kurt Bryan, he's the varsity football coach for the Piedmont Highlanders in Piedmont, California. Coach Bryan, thanks very much.
Thank you so much for having us.